What's up, everybody? It's a new episode of the D-Start Show. What's going on, people?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Once again, Kevin won't be with us. He's on vacation.
He always on vacation.
That boy be traveling the world, but
okay, I'm trying to get like him. You heard?
For real.
Yep. Get the tacos ready for the kiddos.
That's what's up. What you got going on in the news?
So in the news, is it just us on tonight?
What you say, Nikhil?
I said, is it just us on tonight?
Yeah, they coming on. They coming.
Okay, in 1 second. Sorry, y'all. I wasn't prepared. So unprofessional of me not to be ready to share my news. I've been having, life just been life, and I've been moving and all type of stuff, but we still gonna be here for it.
For real. Hey, we got some good things coming. I know Jordan gonna talk about it when he get on. We got a live show that we're gonna be doing in Chicago in September. We're gonna be giving away free gifts and stuff like that. So Jordan will talk more about it when he get with the group.
I'm on.
What's up, girl?
This is another motherfucking episode of the D-Stark Show, baby.
Okay, it's the energy for me.
Yeah, you feel me, man? Somebody got to do it.
I did want to mention, in the news that according to the Shade Room, actor Hill Harper, and this is close to home, so actor Hill Harper announces that he's running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. So I don't know if y'all heard about that. Do y'all know Hill Harper? He always plays like an intellectual dude in the movies and or a book writer or something like that.
You talk about dude from Power?
No, not Tate. Come on now, Jordan.
All them niggas the same, bro.
They look like a little bit.
All the actors trying to be in politics, man, ever since Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor out there in California, everybody think it, they can do it. And then Donald Trump became president, so hey.
It's like, why not, huh?
The door open for everybody.
Yeah, but he's running for president. He's in a lot of movies, a lot of TV. Like, he was on The Game, and his name was Hill Harper. He was like a book writer in Durham. I don't know if I ever watched the series The Game. He went and like hollered at him on set over Melody. Anyways, he's running for Senate of Michigan, and he's a famous person, so that's given. I don't know if he's gonna win. I never heard of nobody in Michigan talking about he was from there or like representing him or nothing, so we'll see how they go.
Hey, going into politics, man, you know what I'm saying? You have to almost get your family permission and everything. Politics is a dirty game, you know what I'm saying? So especially when your opponents start competing with you, they stick up dirt on you and stuff, so you almost gotta get your wife, family, everybody permission before you run.
Because I think you should definitely talk to your people because they're gonna be all in y'all business, right?
Yeah, they're gonna drag everybody. Yep.
Hey, I seen it was a interview with Nancy Pelosi earlier, and it was a Dave Chappelle skit next to it, and it said, "So you mean to tell me that you never gave your husband insider trading tips for stocks?" And she was like, "What?" And that dude said, "So you mean to tell me your husband has never benefited from information that you've had while you was a senator or something like that?" And she was like, "No, no." And then put the mic down and said, "All right, that's enough."
He said, "She not talking about that no more. Don't ask no more questions."
What, boy? Because they asked the wrong question, motherfucker. Get stuck.
Get stuck. They don't know how to respond to it.
Call it up.
You know it's all political. They say one wrong thing, the press is gonna eat them up.
What? Yep. Well, I'm telling you.
That they will.
But what was we saying?
We was talking about politics.
Oh yeah, bro. Politics is a dirty game, bro.
Yeah. I would never get into politics. I wouldn't want to be with nobody who ran for mayor, senator, president. None of that. I ain't even gonna hold you up.
Sign me up, baby.
You said sign you up.
Sign me up, baby.
Hey, so you'll be the first man if Jada ran for president.
which way is the corruption?
Shit, I ain't with that's too much. You be too much in the public. Your life is not about your own. I don't know if y'all ever seen that series Scandal, and they were sneaking to do everything. Like, it's giving too much.
Yeah, once you go into politics, man, your life will never be the same. Look at the Obamas, you know what I'm saying? They life will never be the same. The kids, nobody like that, you know, they'll never be the same again.
Yeah, you're right.
Because until they die, they have Secret Service. You know, even Jimmy Carter, down in Plains, Georgia, he got Secret Service, and his wife and family will have it until they die.
Damn. Boy, you know how much that's costing me in taxpayer dollars?
They say they need it.
For what?
For protection.
Protection, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
if you did some fucked up shit when you was in office, you should have thought about that shit. But when you got out.
You stupid.
They still celebrities. People still just might not like they ass from pass down, you know, terrorists. I don't know shit. Them people, you never know why they could be after them. Rob them, you know, you need protection.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of politics, man. I don't think I would want to be president. No policy office, man, to be honest with you.
Damn.
Man, I feel that.
Because, you man, like you said, man, your life is, man, it's not your life. You know what I'm saying? You live in the public eye. Everything you do, you can't even be a normal person.
But that's really like any celebrity, though.
But I'd rather be rich than famous too. I don't want to be no celebrity. I just rather be rich.
I'm saying a celebrity, think about it, they got more privacy than the president because they can go to a private party and have private stuff at their house.
Versus, not with the paparazzi.
But versus the president, and the president is out. Everybody know where he's going, they know his schedule. Hey, they probably know what time the man goes to the bathroom every morning. Come on, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, man.
That's true. Oh! I wanted to say something. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Shout out to my new Wi-Fi. Fuck y'all.
You funny.
Y'all hear me, right?
Congratulations, because you needed it.
Listeners, I finally moved and got my Wi-Fi situation together. Y'all can hear me clearly, I'm sure. You know, it's high speed over here, so I have to throw that in. Couldn't let that go without being said.
Yeah, you ain't lagged not once.
For real.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. For real. I told y'all, just bear with me. It was coming. Stay down till I come up. It was coming.
Hey, man, let's start out. I know Kiana, we know Kiana to get in, but what's going on social media? Both of the social media people are not on right now, but we're going to start off with that Keke Palmer thing, guys.
I had something to say about social media, though, that I wanted to bring up.
Go ahead.
I don't know. So I've been on TikTok and I've been seeing this interview that's trending with Funny Marco. Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Nah, what's up? What's
nah, going to us in.
So Funny Marco, they basically said met his match with the dry and awkward comedy. He had went on. I don't know if you guys. Her name is Bobby Altoff, and she does these dry comedy interviews with different celebrities, different comedians, and like she's known for like making people break their silence. She's kind of the white girl version of Funny Marco, how he does his with like black celebrities on his show. He asks them weird questions, and they kind of get awkwardly silenced. But she does it with the people who do the same thing as her. So it's almost like a competition thing, like you know, to see who can stay in character. But they had over an hour episode long, and it had hit over 35,000 views in just like 20 hours and stuff. And she's fairly new. That was only her second episode. So that was trending all over. And I thought it was funny. I had watched it. I'm in a dry humor. I thought it was funny. And she's a white girl. She was really like hanging with him and not letting up. So that was trending pretty much all for, on the TikTok side. It was trending.
Have you downloaded TikTok yet, George?
Boy, y'all know I ain't not. Let me tell you something. I just posted a Snapchat for like the first time in probably at least 8 months.
Well, maybe. Let me go watch and get your views up.
Nah, bro, that shit gone. That was already like 2-3 days ago. That was damn near like last Friday. I posted the Snapchat for the first time. But you know what, bro? I'm not finna lie. The more older I get, I don't even know if that's correct. The older I get, the less inclined I am to be on social media.
I mean,
because it's just like if I'm not learning nothing, and often I don't be learning nothing. Sometimes I do. I be like, oh, I'm gonna save this, come back, watch it later. I do not be watching that shit later.
But it's on the content that you intake. Like sometimes I watch stuff to be like informational or beneficial. Sometimes I watch a lot of stuff like for entertainment. I'm a big YouTube head, so I watch hella interviews, different podcasts. I like hip hop historians and stuff like that. So it just depends on what your interest is, but anything out there that you are in, out there, so you can find anything that piques your interest. You just gotta, you know, search it. It's out there.
I get you, yeah, but for me, maybe it's I'm looking at all the wrong shit, but for me, honestly, it's like it be consuming my time, and I don't feel any smarter after I've been on it. Well, maybe sometimes, but to me, it's just like I be seeing motherfuckers thumb through TikTok, and that's all they do. And me personally, I've experienced myself. I get on Instagram, or get on Facebook on that bit for like 5 minutes. Get off of that motherfucker. Pick my phone back up. Back on fucking Instagram, Facebook. Like, nah. It's too addictive for me.
Yeah. It is addictive. It is addictive, bro.
Yeah, and don't let something be funny.
Or trending.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that one. Especially not TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, man. You scrolling for hours for sure.
Exactly.
I have learned, man, when I get up in the morning to leave my phone on the nightstand. Don't take it in the bathroom with me because, man,
I swear you'll do it.
But I'm there, man. I waste 30, 40 minutes, man, just looking at the phone early in the morning.
Yep.
Then I wonder why I'm rushing to work. You know what I'm saying? It's like
booking it. Telling you. Booking it on the highway.
They'll have a whole 30 minutes playing with social media.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy because the first thing, and you know what? I want to ask our listeners, if y'all listen to this show, bro, what's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Because I bet you it's grab your phone.
You got to know what time it is.
I bet you it's grab your phone. I'm telling you. Soon as you get up. First, for me, bro, as soon as I get up in the morning, I got to check my phone, make sure ain't no money missing that I ain't know about.
Hey. Bro, hey, I promise you, that's my first thing.
Exactly. These jokers now with this auto pay and this direct bill and this money payment plan, I be like, God damn, I swear to you folks just got their money.
Hey, bro, I one time I forgot I had something on auto pay. I looked at him like, whoa. I'm like, come on. I'm about to wake Amber up like, I know you didn't win in my account.
But I swear, hey, we need to have a show about just the funniest times where you forgot some shit was on auto pay and you fucked around negative $300 goddamn dollars.
Bro, I thought that should have pissed me off. I didn't know what to call him.
Hey, you at the gas pump, like, I know I got money in this account. And you look at that, like, hey, I gotta go.
But Tim, while the gas station put $100 hold on my car, I said, but goddamn.
Hey, especially if you pay at the pump. If you pay at the, you gotta go inside because you pay at the pump. They want you to have a certain amount of money on your car, so they gonna hold it and put it back a few hours later when you done.
What if it ain't even there first?
Let you pump at some gas station.
It's real.
Hey, but a lot of gas stations have been got because they used to be able to activate a pump with a dollar. And most people know they ain't got it, so they keep pumping. You know what I'm saying? So now they actually, you got to have almost $100 for them to even start the pump, unless it's a credit card.
I used to know when they used to let you overdraft at the pump, fam. I used to know I only had $20 on the card. I'm gonna let that bitch run to it fill up because I might as well.
They still let you do that, but you can only do it like on the weekend. I think on Sunday.
Yeah, because your numbers in your bank account ain't true on the weekend.
Yo.
Hey, we were just talking about overdraft for your account type shit when you got shit on auto pay.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me before. Or I had too much on like Zip Pay, Afterpay, Klarna.
All hitting on the same time, boy.
At the same time on payday. Yep, that's the worst. You feel like somebody just came and robbed you.
All right.
You look at the pay stub and then look at your account, you're like, what the
fuck? How in hell did I get paid an hour ago and I'm broke?
Hey, Kenyatta, what's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Check my bank account and see what came out.
Bingo! We got a winner!
That's the first
thing. That's exactly what we just said. Where is the money at? That's exactly
what we just said. No, my biggest fear is that I wake up and my bank account is just drained because
that's
I'm
me every other Wednesday. Yeah, that's me every other Wednesday, man. It'd be gone. I'd be like, where did the money go?
Where did it go? It'd be news to me. I look, it'd be like, zip. I'd be like, okay, what did I buy? I'd be having about 5, 6, 7 zips out, zip payments out. It's really the devil, if you ask me.
But you know, I hate when they tell you it's going to take 3 days for it to come out, right? And then you're like, okay, at least got 3 days. And you look up again, it's gone. You're like,
what the fuck? Listen, like, Zip sends you a reminder that your payment is coming out. Like, your payment come out in 4 days.
Day before.
It'd be the quickest 4 days I've ever seen. And then Apple be hitting my account. I'd be like, y'all be jumping my ass, honestly.
Hey, y'all ever seen that meme of that dude standing behind that tree with it rubbing his hands together?
Wow. Yes.
I know what y'all talking about. Yeah, that's Zip, Klarna, Apple Pay, Apple Music, Spotify, Hulu, Netflix.
Y'all know Apple Pay got split in four?
Yeah. What? You could split payments on Apple Pay. Yeah.
I swear to God, it's a little tab. If you go to pay something like on the internet and it got an Apple Pay button.
It's lit.
And you switch over to the tab that says pay in four. And if that merchant allows it, you could split it on Apple Pay in four.
And you know what that's really about, though, right? Y'all understand? Those
it's
companies.
They know people in America can't afford it. So everybody want a pay in four option so you can still buy the product. And it's guaranteed that they're going to get their bread because you can't stop the bread from coming out.
Yeah, but those companies, bro, they trying to become banks. You feel me? They trying to run it up. Because if you got like 1 million people and you charging everybody a $6 fee or a $4 fee or a $5 fee every time they do something, well, 1 million times four, that's already 4 million right there. And that's off like a day.
The part was that Zip didn't even have a fee until recently where they added on finance fee, but have one. I don't think Afterpay had one either. They recently started getting them because of an influx of people using the site.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I love me some Afterpay though. If it's available,
Afterpay, that shit quick as hell.
Swear.
I love phone pay. Period. Like I got all my cards connected. Like fuck a wallet.
Yeah, I've been walking out the house with no wallet. Go to Walmart with no wallet because they don't have taps.
So yeah, they ain't going for it, bud. Sam's Club, they ain't going for it.
Y'all Walmart ain't got a tap. But Walmart got a tap.
People, I'd rather take my talents to Target so I could get some rewards points for what I just bought.
Yeah, you funny.
You gotta be a plus member.
Gotta be
Walmart?
Extra plus member.
Yeah, Walmart got
a
plus member.
I gotta pay to have a subscription to save. It's a monopoly. It's really bribery. Like they are robbing people.
I don't know, not rants of being broke too much. The listeners gonna be like, "Boy, he broke ass motherfucker."
Hey, what's going on in social media, Kim?
Oh, have y'all seen Miss Keke Palmer? Actually, no. Let's start. We'll go over Keke Palmer later because I know that was a big topic. Has resurfaced. He was spotted on a yacht a couple days ago, and somebody had sent in the footage to TMZ. His team has been keeping his health condition like super, super airtight. Still, they have not spoken about it really. But the last thing that they said that he was in a rehabilitation facility in Chicago, but it appears that he's out. So we're glad to see him, you know, up and moving around. How y'all feel about that?
I don't think that's true, man. I don't think that's him. That's me. I just don't think it's him. You know. No, I'm just saying I don't think that's him. That's somebody that probably look alike. I know Cam look like Alf. Come on now. Come on. You see him like, come on. It's look alike. People got look alikes.
No. I don't think my thing is what would be the he don't get paid from being seen on a boat. And people taking a picture of him. Like,
I don't know. What do you think, Joy?
Trying to figure out what's the purpose.
I don't know, bro. I really believe that motherfuckers cloned the motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie. I think Kevin Hart clone, Will Smith clone, shit, Jamie Foxx probably clone.
I just think somebody was looking for something to put on social media. to get a reaction because they haven't heard anything about Jamie Foxx. That's what I'm thinking. Somebody wanted a reaction. Hey, boom. Okay, now, shit, now my page is jumping now because I put this live. Though. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. But, hey, once again, hey, we just here to bring you the news. It could be true. May not be true.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see about that. Well, I'll keep my eye on it so we can see exactly. But what I do know is that Keke Palmer has been the topic of conversation for the past week or so. Yeah. Because she was outside at Usher's concert because he has his residency in Vegas, which I really want to go to, but it's super expensive. But basically what Usher does is on a really great show. He interacts with the crowd, but he'll find like the celebrity guests in the crowd and do like, you know, his most famous songs. Most of them are with the women there, and it's very like up close and personal, but still very respectful for an artist that's singing about basically bumping and grinding. It's not giving R. Kelly or anything like that. But in this case, Keke Palmer is a brand new mom. Have y'all seen her lately?
Yeah.
Y'all seen her, right?
Yeah,
I seen her singing Usher on the internet.
And she had her baby. Okay, so well, long story short, Keke Palmer used to have super bad like acne. She had real bad hormonal acne. So when she feel like that basically cured her acne because all these years she had been through a bunch of dermatologists and chemical peels and a lot of other things, hormonal acne, and nothing ever worked. Then she got pregnant and her face cleared up really well. Skin was glowing. She picked up some weight in all the places. So she really was feeling herself and has been. So she's been dressing really great, doing a lot of content shooting and all of that. Just very seen. Her baby daddy, who shall remain nameless because I don't remember his name. Somebody tell me his name. Daryl, what is his name, y'all?
Hold on, I had it. I think it's
nothing. Darius
something. It's fucked up that we don't know that man
name. Nobody. But his name is Darius something. His name is Darius. Darius Dalton. That's his name. Darius Dalton. And Miss Keke Palmer had on a black bodysuit dress combination. Where it was given body, but it was, I want to say that it was like a Givenchy dress or something of that sort, but one of the bigger fashion houses made that dress. So she wore, if anybody's ever seen Keke Palmer, she wears revealing stuff on the red carpet or in regular life anyway, so this is nothing new. It's just she had her body, so people noticed her way more this time. However, she was at the Usher concert fangirling out, and her baby daddy decided to be a baby daddy and get on Twitter and say, but you're a mom, though. Then something, you're a mom.
Go ahead.
I'll just say my opinion real quick, and I'm just... Darius has posted Keke Palmer in her, like, topless pictures of her while she was pregnant. On the internet, he took a video of her while she was in super super fitting outfits twerking, and was super focused on her ass in one of the videos that, you know, his son made her think, do y'all see this, while she literally shaking her ass in the camera. The way that he media is not giving that of a dad, is giving that of a thirst trap or whatever the case may be, even though he's not very appealing to most women audiences, that's neither here nor there. But it's just like, why? I don't know why he decided to put his personal business or his personal feelings about the mother of his child on the internet. I just feel like he could have kept that to himself and talked about that with her behind closed doors, not spark this outrage about you speaking on what she's wearing and that she shouldn't be wearing that because she's a mom now. I just feel like it wasn't the time or the place. And I feel like it wasn't even the fact that she wore that. That Usher was looking at her like she was that thing and that he wanted to take her down, that made his man insecurities pop out.
Hey, man, insecure. Hey, but he had the right to say something. I do agree with you. He probably could have said it behind closed doors or whatever, but he had to go to social media with it. But he did have every right by that being his baby mama/woman or whatever you want to call it. to say something about it. I wouldn't have went to social media about it, but he had the right. That's how you feel, Jordan?
Yeah, I wouldn't have, like, social media just makes stuff messy off bat. But the fucked up thing was, it's kind of already on social media. And it's like that thing where, okay, don't disrespect me loudly and then apologize quietly type of deal. But whole time, Buddy wasn't even mad that, because he tried to make it seem like that's how, like, he was mad because she was dressing. He was mad because it was another dude all over his lady. But I mean, switch the roles now. Since everybody equal, switch the roles now. If a dude has shorties all over him on stage and shit like that, she probably feels some kind of way. You feel me? And I think that's with anybody.
Y'all think that? I be thinking it's so funny when y'all think that. Y'all don't know how excited like women be that they like. Stop. The man that gets to go on stage with Janet Jackson, if that was my man, I'd be so excited for him. I'm not out here jealous or mad. He's an entertainer.
Who's mad that your person is getting attention from a celebrity, a once in a lifetime opportunity? Somebody you probably ain't gonna never see again. Somebody they probably been dying to see.
Like, hey, I'm gonna tell you this. Hey, at the end of the day, I don't give a damn who it is. Hey, Chris Brown, Usher, you gotta be in grab my old lady, dog.
Fuck that bullshit.
Hey.
I think as men, we naturally don't tolerate this. Get close to Usher, like any other regular girl, that'd probably be a once in a lifetime thing. I think he felt like that was opening the door because she really could fuck with Usher if she wanted to.
Bro, well, it's always opening the door. Access. Think about it. Regular hoes. No, I'm not finna say hoes because that's kind of disrespectful. Regular young ladies. Or regular older ladies, whatever it is, if they meet a celebrity, it's a good chance that them celebrities gonna take a bit down. You feel me? Especially on some old shorty with just on stage type of deal. But even if the odds is slim though, imagine a shorty grabbing your man thing on stage and grabbing that bitch.
Man, it depends on
what y'all crazy.
Y'all crazy. We really that damn crazier that we don't think logically. If you on stage, it goddamn JT and Carisha, I am not thinking two dams about. Is
I
he
would
gonna
never
go
be on stage with JT or Carisha.
I have to just use some bitches that I know would be like Beyonce. Super raunchy. You feel me? Or if you on stage, y'all remember when Janet Jackson did that? She did that performance where she had dude like locked into this slut thing. Yeah, she had him like on a goddamn gurney type thing, like going. I would be so happy for him.
What the fuck?
Like that was once in a lifetime.
She put her whole vagina in his face, really.
What?
Dang. Yeah, you ain't never seen that before.
What?
Come on now. What is the word? It's equivalent to going to a strip club. A lot of women are not insecure. If you insecure about your man and going to a strip club, that's I just feel like you might as well just let that shit go. Cause who cares? You have to be super confident in yourself. And if it's really one of those things that like if I know this 9 times out of 10, they ain't even thinking 2 cents about you. It's an act. Now, women that really be super pursuing backstage and do the most, that's not your woman. But if she get randomly picked out the crowd, they literally taking her on stage and a security guard finna walk her right back to her seat to you. What's the problem? It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but because you feel like
I got a question though. So hear me out. Is it wrong that as males we think differently? I just want to ask a question. Is it wrong that we think differently? Do y'all believe that it's a problem that we think differently when it comes to being territorial over women?
Yeah, because when it's y'all being territorial,
you just got a new wife
and it's going out already.
Hold on. My wife is not going out.
She tricked. Okay.
I walked away from the phone.
Oh, I was like that. Come on, Kiva.
Because you missed my announcement earlier. I gave a whole announcement earlier about my Wi-Fi. You missed it.
She said,
I said something about it. That's why I said you got new Wi-Fi and it's going out.
It's not. I'm feeling
Nakiva, it sounds like hostility to me, man. Go on, just feel it now. Y'all can duke it out.
I feel like y'all are trying to compliment.
No, I love you very much. Okay, I love you very much.
Hey,
and your new
Wi-Fi,
it's bomb.
But back to the topic, though, dude is a dude.
Men is men, bro. We have
men are men, like, but women are women. We got dreams and desires and fantasies.
But
too.
That's cool. Let me say this. That's cool, buddy. Once he seen Keke Palmer on stage with Usher like that, oh, she would have came back single, baby. Single as a Pringle.
Because y'all are insecure and y'all immediately go to the fact that
it's not insecurity.
She might want to be with
it ain't even
man.
About that. It ain't even about that. As men, bro, we think differently, bro. Like, why would we want a shorty that's getting grabbed on by any and everybody? What the fuck kind of shit sense do that make? That don't make no sense, bro.
Again, that's like get picked out of a crowd by a woman or you go to the strip club.
I damn near don't even want to go to a strip club.
But that's the thing. So don't get a girl that's super fanned out. Because then that's going to...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He should have known.
But I don't think Keke Palmer knew that Usher was going to... I'm pretty sure not thinking that he was going to come pick her out of a crowd. You feel me? So it's like, if you notice, that's really saying that you can't allow your girl to go to concerts with male artists
because there's an opportunity
that she can get picked out of a crowd.
Well, I mean, that's a good point to be made, but I'm not saying like that, but that is a good point to be made. But think about it like this, man. If you send your shorty out, you know what I'm saying, wherever she going is down the third, and let's just say it's a club, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say y'all not even celebrities. Take the whole celebrity shit out of it, bro. And let's say you send your shorty to the club and now she in the club and this is dude all up on her. You feel me? Like, as a shorty, you don't think that a dude would get upset?
Most women are letting that happen when we in relationships, not in no random club.
But what?
Keke in a relationship now.
Bingo!
But this not no regular, degular dude. What we talking about is a celebrity experience. We're talking about an entertainment. We're not talking about going out and random pushing up on you. What?
What Usher do besides make music?
I just said it's for entertainment. The same reason niggas go to strip clubs. Y'all don't need to be in there with a bunch of random lowlifes, but y'all do.
We go to see ass, bro. We go to spend money.
Okay, and we went to go see Usher do other things. That's what the fuck we went for. It's the same thing. It's just different forms of entertainment.
Man.
We went to go see somebody sing and put on a show just like I shake ass and put on a show. It ain't no difference.
Well, you should have seen them from your seat.
But y'all don't see from y'all see from y'all seeing the entertainment came to her. She was in her seat.
Hey, Kiata. Hey, let me tell you something off bat. I think you're right, bro. I think that Buddy should have known if she's a hot girl, bro. Then why would you even go that route?
Okay. But that's the thing.
Hold on, let me just finish this.
Realize that y'all are insecure when y'all don't want nobody. People always say, don't nobody want somebody that people don't want. But that's not a fact when it comes to men. The minute that y'all see that really interested or looking at y'all woman some type of way, or y'all feel like she could go, y'all immediately get insecure, tuck y'all tails, and be like, huh, because niggas like her. Like, yeah, you got an attractive ass woman.
Nah, bro, it's not even.
You better buck
up. It's not even that, bro. Think about it like this, man. If my shorty is willingly being a part of some shenanigans, bro, that's already not the shorty for me.
There's an entire show.
But hold up, bro. Let me just go back to my first point. And I don't want to hog up all the talking time because I do that. But my first point is, if he knew she was a hot girl, bro, he should have understood what that came with, first part. Second part is, apparently it was some videos circulating the internet. And she was, you know, half naked in her clothing, pregnant, dancing around it, and this video's online. So it's just like...
But he filmed the video and posted it.
Either way it go, whether he filmed it or she filmed it, it doesn't matter. To me, if he filmed it, he definitely tripping.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's why the internet is up in arms.
But let me finish, bro. If he filmed it, he tripping. If somebody else filmed it, they tripping. Either way it goes... To me, I wouldn't want a shorty that's on the internet or on TV naked, celebrity or not.
Ding ding.
That's not something that I would honestly say most men is comfortable with if that's their lady. Now, if they just a player, and they don't give a fuck about it, or if they just tricking off and that's not really they lady or whatever, then okay, cool, do your thing. But if a dude is invested in and a woman is supposedly invested in, you shouldn't even be in, I would say, like, explicitly suggest situations with a member of the opposite gender.
But again, how was she supposed to know that Usher was finna come over to her? There's thousands of people in this venue. She's just one of them.
To say no?
If it's, but here's the thing again. Here's the thing again. Like I keep saying, this is entertainment to a show. If I become part of the show, now if it was a full blown lap dance or something like that, then I can understand. But this is probably like serenading her. I don't see that there was anything wrong with him serenading her. It was the outfit mixed with the fact that this is us was actually enjoying it that pissed that man off. I'm not gonna lie. The minute that y'all see a woman is even remotely laughing, giggling, or not scolding another man, y'all tuck y'all goddamn tails and find a reason to be upset about something. She went to a show. Just Jackson pulled you out of a crowd, put the spotlight on you. What you gonna do? Take off running in the opposite direction? You came to see Janet. You might as well get the experience.
Yeah, I'm man, not. I think people who like super celebrities are these people, bro. I think that's kind of weird. I'm not even finna lie.
Not saying super celebrities, but participation is a thing. You could be just standing still and they put the spotlight on you and ask you to come on stage for crowd participation. If you don't want to do that, I know, I totally get it. But my thing is that when you pay to go to a show, you should get the full experience and your significant other knows that you're going to a show. Now, wild stuff. Like, I don't agree with the whole like getting on stage twerking and doing all that. That's just a little wild for me. That's just not my personality. But some people do that. If that's what you decide to do for the show, you're enjoying yourself. But I wouldn't look at my significant other different because you got pulled on the stage by Icy Spicy. Like,
oh, I'm definitely
do your shit. You feel me? Like, do your shit. You paid the ticket to go, so you might as well enjoy yourself. But that don't mean that I feel like you finna go home with Icy Spicy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I
feel like Calvin going to.
But his girl knows that he loved Nicki Minaj.
That's what I'm saying, and she probably ruined his time.
Nah, fuck that.
That's all I'm saying. He probably is not trying to ruin his time. And if he gets the opportunity to go on stage with Nicki Minaj, she is not finna ruin that man's time. For one,
hey, he talk about her in front of him, so hey.
I said, bro, I think men and women are a little bit different. I think they're a little bit different.
I feel like people just different in general. Because there's some couples that totally agree. Give a goddamn. My thing is, you and me at the end of the day. Hey, so if you're gonna go be with Icy Spicy, I couldn't stop you because you probably was gonna be with her anyways. So shit.
I think, bro, hold up.
Opportunity and seize it. That's on you.
Hold up. Let me say, I was watching a video the other day. I think this was yesterday, and it was kind of like saying how we live in a baby mama, baby daddy culture, and I'm like, wow, that shit's really true. And
because we don't really like people
now, but see now, like relationships used to be about like actually. Being like actually working that shit out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, let's work this shit out. Now it's just like, nah, you got me fucked up. But also, you gotta remember, it's some ways that people is trying people nowadays that older people wasn't really on, bro. You feel me? Like, yeah, you are no motherfuckers is out here doing dirt or something every now and again, maybe catch somebody up, but like. To really be all over the internet, and I think it's the internet that's the problem. It's just all over everywhere. Because if nobody else knew about this, like, if it just happened and nobody else knew, like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying, whatever, blah, blah. But the fact that it, you know what I'm saying, it's like, famous people involved, it make it just even more, like, destructive.
No.
I think the different dynamic is just the internet. Like, shit, your granddaddy might have had a different family across town, but
you ain't know about it.
Girl to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Humiliation and embarrassment make you do some crazy shit and make you not take back somebody you really want to take back that you would have took back behind closed doors because now you got to think about how people going to look at you and who going to talk about you and call you stupid.
Yeah. That's
and in today's time is different. Like, back stay with men because men was breadwinners and women didn't work and they was taking care of the kids. So I feel like that generation was really the generation he gonna go outside and do what he gonna do, but he gonna come home and pay these bills and take care of his house.
I'm pretty sure dudes earn women. And I could be wrong.
But I'm pretty sure dudes still what?
Men still out earn women. Out earn y'all. We make more money than most of y'all.
To a certain extent, the gap is definitely closing.
Yeah, they're starting to grow on us, dog.
Hey man, I ain't gonna pull out no numbers now because I don't feel like
especially men that don't have like degrees and stuff. Like we definitely catching y'all ass up a little bit. Not gonna lie.
All right, I hear you. I look into it, but the whole thing with the Keke Palmer shit, bro, it's just like being in a relationship. It really don't mean anything anymore to a lot of people, and the fact that it doesn't. The fact that it doesn't mean anything, the fact that it's just so disposable, it's so disposable. Like,
but you know what I realized, Jordan?
What?
I realized that I think that people are getting the clue that life is short. Oh, you really don't have to put up with shit for long term if you don't want to, because what's the end result? I'm gonna spend 10 years of my life with somebody that I'm absolutely with just for the fuck of saying I was with somebody when I could have went and lived my life doing what I wanted to do and actually enjoying life. And I think people are at, like, people would rather be single, enjoy life, and die knowing that they enjoyed life instead of
Let me tell you what's going on.
It's talking about working through stuff. Yeah, life is already hard. So when y'all get together, y'all supposed to be helping to make each other's lives easier, not the all securities, the cheating.
Let me tell you what's going on.
Like, oh, this shit is too much.
Let me tell you what's going on real quick, though. Hold up. So you do have somewhat of a point for the first part. But the second part to that is the part that nobody talks about is, yeah, traveling the world and doing hot shit and, you know, doing what you want to do and not being in a serious relationship and blah, blah. That's all fine. Well, the being single versus being in a fucked up situation. I get that. All situations don't have to be fucked up, number one. Either person could be the problem. Second part to that is people are fucking lonely, bro. People want to be together. They've done a gang of studies. They say women really don't want to be in relationships, but dudes kind of want to be in relationships like slightly more than women. But at the end of the day, they did a survey. Most people want some fucking body, bro.
Let me finish real quick though.
You're right. 100% they want a healthy situation, but people are not doing the work. And just like how we were talking about earlier about mental health and getting your shit together, people aren't willing to do the work. Let me say a sustainable relationship.
Let me interject on this topic because I think both of y'all are right, but when it comes down to it, I just think it comes to like people being ready, and sometimes we want to be ready, but we don't know when we're ready. One thing that I learned, and one thing I've heard many men say, is like I'm not gonna really just say men because I'm learning it more like this for women too. Until a person is really committed to what their purpose is in life and what makes them happy, what makes them fulfilled, it's hard to really be happy even when with somebody, because you're supposed to have your inner desires feel first. So if we're going just based off of like, you know, loneliness and stuff like that, I think sometimes that would put people together that's not so, and then down the line you cause a conflict, or even for a lot of males, like if they're not where they're supposed to be or where they want to be, or they don't know their purpose in life yet, it's hard for them to lock in with a female because they're not happy with themselves, or they know they can't provide the way they would want to provide if they actually do want to be in a relationship. So I think stuff just take a factor. And I think, as you know, I guess male and female, we both get caught up on like the, instead of going back and forth with the reason why, we end up going back and forth with each other on who's right, who's wrong. When I think it's just a two-sided thing. Like people, when you ready to date, when you ready to love, you'll make yourself open to that. You'll stop doing certain things. You will act in a certain type of manner, and then exactly. What works for you might not work for other people. What works for you, I know a couple that I've known for a long time, and they go out, they party together, they do, you know, their thing, they have little thrupples. The wife is shaking, you know, and the dude might dance with a girl, and they have a very healthy relationship. They have a lot of kids, they have a beautiful have the white picket fence. You know, it just to each his own, and what works, what might be your stroke might not be the next person's stroke. So I don't think it's no right or wrong for us to go back and forth with. I just think it's like a different perspective of what people think works for their union. And when we get this ideal out of our head that marriage or being together or men and women supposed to work one way, it will work for you might not work for me.
But so, it should be a standard, though. It should be a universal standard. But like, cause but I think about divorce.
That doesn't mean that will work. That's what works for me. Now I could try to go by the society standards of what looks correct. You know, we always should have a model. I agree with that, Jordan. Like, it should be something for people to follow. You know, man, woman, marriage, kids. You know, like this, like that. It should be a standard for us to follow. But if it's not my desires and it doesn't fulfill me, and I don't want to go by those standards, and I find somebody else who also does not go by those standards, we not wrong.
I kind of feel, because how I feel is this, is that people don't really, life is short, and we base people's lives or our lives off of relationships. Of like, well, she died unmarried, she died without kids, or they died by themselves. But like, examine their whole life. Don't base it just their relationship or lack thereof, because they could have been very happy without that, or that's not what their desire was. They traveled the world, they were able to get up and go when they felt like it, they had a great career, they were a great friend, they had things going on. But that all goes to the wayside because, like, well, what was wrong with them? Because they ain't had nobody or whatever. And that's maybe not what they desire.
It ain't even that, bro. It's just like I said. You see people out here on a day-to-day want to be in fucking relationships. And let me tell you why it's 100% true. Because you have apps like Facebook Dating, Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, Plenty of Fish. And even though these aren't even genuine dating sites, you got BLK, you got Christian Mingle, eHarmony, Match.com, bro. You have all the studies and the statistics that show that people want to be together. But hold on, just hear me out.
Hold on.
Most of those people want short-term relationships. Or they don't want a relationship at all. They just want company. So it's a difference of wanting people to occupy your space and actually wanting to be in long term or whatever the case. And I feel like either or of those is okay, but you can't tell me that there's not a shift in society, because not everybody wants to be in long term relationships.
Let me just say something, and it may not be right now, but there's gonna come a point, I will argue with it, majority of people want to be in some type of companionship situation with another person.
I agree. Look at Oprah and Stedman, companionship, never get married. All right, boom. I want to talk.
They've been together for years and never got married.
I want to talk about something in sex real quick. I just want to like change the topic real quick. Would y'all allow y'all significant other to have, after like years of marriage, like a sad person?
So what now?
Huh? You said in marriage?
How do y'all feel about sad chicks or sad dudes even while married? Because this is a topic that I seen on TikTok. And these people have these women, they have a husband. It's a show on it come on TLC, I think. It's called Her and Her Husband's a Brother Husband. Come on TLC. This woman, she's married to her husband, but she has boyfriends. Mm. How do y'all feel about that?
Can I go first?
I think I saw that somebody, she got a boyfriend and a husband.
Yeah.
I saw that, man.
Here's my thing. Y'all remember how Jordan, you're going to get cheated on. So shit, it's like, you might as well roll over. You put it, put it in the microwave. Sorry, y'all. Teaching my child how to warm up pizza. You put it on a plate. And put the pizza on the plate.
You get cheated on anyway, so it's okay to have a side chick.
I feel like this, and y'all may think that I'm super hilarious for saying this, because my idea of relationship has shifted, where I don't really care to be in a relationship. I could give a goddamn, because at the end of the day, you still gonna do what I need you to do. here. My only thing is that I'm terrified of is because STDs and stuff are a real thing. So I would just be scared that you're actively, you know, involved with someone else and me.
Well, let me say, I'm not talking about like a hoe. I'm talking about like a side chick. Like you might know, you might have met the side chick. Y'all might all spend time together. They might spend
that's
time.
That's not alone. A side chick. That's a person. At that point. Yeah,
but y'all don't know who those other people is sleeping with, and that's the part that is where it gets messy, bro.
I mean,
no, nobody, I just feel like it's not something I even care about right now.
Yeah, again, man.
I just feel like ain't nobody on this planet trustworthy. Everybody has something, and it's like that's the. I think that's why again why people don't care to keep putting the emphasis on relationship until people get on the same. If somebody's not on the same page, you can't keep fighting them about it. Either you're going to be okay with them not being on the same page or you're going to move around. So if you allow somebody to go have a side chick, like, shit, they're going to do it anyway. And I'm okay with that. Until we decide that that's not what he's going to do, then cool.
Mm.
I feel like people going to do what they
want. Let's ease into them listening letters, y'all. Hey, who want to read them?
Y'all which one we got?
You only sent one.
We got like two of them, I think.
Which one you got,
Joy? Hold on, bro. I'm finna pull them up.
Can I do this one? Hey, Kia, do you have the other one available?
I got the one from Desiree.
Yeah, read Desiree's, and then we're gonna roll into the one with Joy. The Joy has.
All right. So the one from Desiree says, "Hey guys, my name is Desiree. My partner punched my 5-year-old son in the stomach for walking in front of him while he was playing the game. I asked my son not to tell anyone this happened. How can I prevent this from happening again? I would like to hear from both the ladies on the show. I know you both will understand the situation I am in. Please let me know what I need to do. I don't understand a goddamn thing. I don't understand shit. I don't understand nothing.
I think she need to let that cat go. If he punching people because of video game, though, he haven't grown up yet.
My thing, fuck a grown, excuse my language, forget a growing up. What growing up did punch a 5-year-old
okay
in the stomach? And then you trying to throw it, you trying to hide it. Your son basically that it's okay that you got hit because he can't tell his dad.
It's giving weak as hell. You don't care about a kid getting punched in the stomach.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Desiree. You thought you had a friend. You ain't got no friend.
Yeah, Desiree, hey, you need to leave that cat, that man, because he's punching your son in the stomach. First of all,
he gonna punch her ass next.
First of all, you should have threw the game out the window. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you don't hit my child. Come on, that's wild. Nah, Desiree, you ain't got a friend over this way, huh?
Yeah.
Aiden said you should always tell a parent when you get hurt. Even my son know better. So that just goes to tell you. That's some bull crap.
And then it's like you telling him to hide it from other people, which is like, now he gonna be afraid to come to you. Like, you're not gonna do shit if somebody... I'm sorry, I got a potty mouth. You're not gonna do nothing if somebody hurts him. Like, at what point do he see his mom stand up for him? Even if it's just you saying something to him, or you go punch his ass back, or, you know, talk your shit, whatever. Just, there should be some type of consequences. And I mean... It would be over for me because punching in the stomach, like what?
And that once again, that goes, man. I feel like once you bring people around your kids, you sure already know how they react about certain things. That ain't the first time that he don't reacted like that. You know what I'm saying? So
why would you bring you never leave your child with him? Don't never leave your kid with him. You'll never know what may happen. We done seen way too many people leave their kids with folks or let they significant others discipline their kids and the kids end up dead, stuffed in closets. That's just not something I'm gonna play about. So if I get that nigga out your house from around your kids and from around you, because if he'll punch a 5-year-old innocent child in the stomach because of
you're next.
He can start beating on your head next. And I don't want to hear you writing talking about, y'all, he hit me like there was the sign. You should have left. People be seeing the signs.
Yeah, that shit, wow, bro. I mean, I'm not letting nobody, you know, again, as a man, bro, I'm not letting nobody put their hands on my kids on some on some like goofy shit like that, bro, I'd be to kill somebody.
I'm saying I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail about that.
Like, what are you thinking?
Hey, Desiree, if look, me get out of that relationship. I'm saying because if he did it once, what he gonna do?
He gonna do it again. And then he can't control himself as a man, a grown ass man playing a video game. You still acting like a kid, getting upset, throwing temper tantrums because of a video game. That tells you a lot too. So I hope you listening, and I hope you take heed, and I hope you always defend your child. Your kids come first. I don't even marry. If your husband punched your child in the stomach at that age, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to be biased that it's just the boyfriend. Even if the dad, if the dad punched the child in the stomach, I would feel some type of way. Because why are you as a grown-ass man punching a five-year-old?
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, Desiree, get yourself out of that situation. Hey, we ain't got much for you on that one, though. Hey, me personally, get out of that relationship, because if you're hitting your kid like that, shit, hey, like say, like Keon just said, you're going to be the next punching bag.
You're going to be the next one for sure. Unfortunately, that's just how the cookie crumble majority of the time. But anyways, write us back. Yeah.
As he beat your ass,
don't write us after you do that, because... You don't got a friend in me. It's the first time. But anyways, what's the next listening letter we got?
Jordan?
I think that was the same one that y'all was talking about.
All right, so we don't have that
I had multiple emails, but two of them was the same one, and then I just seen the one y'all was talking about. So I was like, oh, maybe it's me. But nah, somebody dropped the fucking abuse hotline. In the chat, like, cause she might need it.
In the chat. Yeah,
for real. Hey, listen. Figuratively. Hey, reach out to us on our platforms, Desiree. You need to get out of that situation. We need to know a little bit more. Because I don't think you're in a safe situation, especially you letting a guy beat your child. First of all, I feel like step parents don't have that right. To beat a child, especially if you're a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
If you in a marriage stage and y'all been together for years, okay, the discipline piece, but it still need to go to the parent. And then over a video game, yeah, you got life fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You hit my child over a video game, because imagine if that child, it wasn't a boy and it was a female, and you punched her in the stomach. Now she can't have kids for life because you don't punch her.
Okay, so, that shit just don't make sense to me. And the fact that she even writing, like, asking us, what should you do? Where's the common sense?
Go get one of your brothers or his father and beat his ass. That's my advice. Beat his ass.
Ready to walk away. It don't take. I get it, because you know what's crazy, y'all? And I hate to get off topic, because this is really about abuse. But most women wouldn't know. Like, we be talking. Like, oh, that would never be me, and this is what you should do, etc. But you really don't know until you really get in the situation. And I feel like I didn't know that until I had people that were close to me that dealt with domestic violence, because we would have conversations about it. They knew what to do if you actually in it. It's like, is this what this is? This is not how people said to me. But I love this person, and now this is a tug of war. Choose yourself. If somebody loves you, they're not going to keep putting their hands on you. They're not going to keep disrespecting you in that manner. They will never beat or abuse your children. That is not love. The first sign that you see, even if it's a conflict of heart versus mind, always go with your, because it's never going to end good. They always going to say that they're not going to do it again, or this is why that happened, etc. But what you're dealing with is the self-control. So leave, because if you don't, it can only get worse from there. It's only going to continue to down change, but sometimes things are just a part of people's personalities. So always choose yourself. Always take care of yourself in those manners. And it's not never your fault. You don't make no grown-ass man beat on you.
And you can reset a video game, but you can't reset a life. Come on.
You can't. Hey. If you get that upset about video games, you don't need that grown-ass man child anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, don't let, especially not on some, not on some like, you know, let motherfuckers discipline your kids, bro. As a woman, if you got a dude coming into your life, man, that should be a conversation off top. Like, either you is or you ain't finna discipline my kids. And if you is, then how it's finna be done, this, that, and third, because all that hot shit, bro, it's a lot of people that really don't like kids. And they make it a fucked up situation for people who got them.
Y'all saw that there was an article, I think that happened last year. It was this girl named Tierra and Gary. She actually went to Jordan. And she let her boyfriend discipline her child to the point where the little girl was like in the corner. She got put in the corner on timeout. And I guess they never got her out the corner. And then what they did was put her in the closet, beat her while she was in the closet, put her back in the closet, and then just left her there. She ended up going unconscious. They got her out, but then called the police. They said the girl was beat so bad that they didn't even understand, like, what could she have possibly done? And all the mama could say was, she was being bad, so my boyfriend put her in timeout. So now your child is dead. Now your child dead, and y'all both in jail looking. Y'all, these women be having kids and don't give a damn about their kids. They care about a nigga more than they care about their kids. People that dealt with me, with Aiden, motherfuckers, I've only had two people in my life even meet my child, because I don't even play that. Don't say nothing to them. If there's an issue where you feel like, you know, there's something I need to listen to, by all means, I do listen to certain things because I'm a woman. I don't know everything about boys, but I'm a very involved ass parent. So I don't need you to discipline my child. You can tell me and I will discipline my child. Because for me, it's coming from an unconditional love place. From you, you may not know how to stop, or you might not have any emotional ties to it because that's not your kid. And people don't be understanding that. Like, I don't know. That shit scares the hell out of me. I really wish somebody would. I would never put my hands on somebody else that's not my kid.
Yeah, nah. I think to an extent, like as a village, like your family type of deal. I think that if you allow your family members to watch your kids, then they should be able to discipline them.
Oh, I agree.
But like, not on no, like, you know, because the motherfucker losing the game type of deal.
Yeah, and even I don't know. Even that to a certain extent, I don't know. That stuff just really makes me upset. I don't like how women are so wrapped up in men and just allow them to take over every single aspect of their life. You don't stop being a parent because you met a guy.
Exactly.
As a father figure, but you're still those kids' biological mother. So you still have control over your situation. Until where he's actually being a father figure. Niggas don't even be doing nothing in the house. Don't pay a bill, don't do nothing. But you're talking about he can discipline your kids.
Yeah.
Way too much power being given.
That's ridiculous. And the fact that he even felt comfortable enough is my thing, that was his reaction to immediately punch. That means he was doing some other stuff before then, and it got up to that point, in my opinion. Because if whatever the situation with the game was, I don't even remember, but it couldn't, like, to punch. So if that's your first reaction and you never disciplined my child before, then that means you way too comfortable. If you have disciplined my child before and you think you're finna punch him, that means I think it escalated, like, from maybe a tap here, a tap there. So now you think you're doing something and it's just not that.
No.
Man, a 5-year-old walking in front of a TV, he's 5. Like,
yeah, like, what?
You feel me? And it's a game. You're a grown ass man. If you that deep, is it that deep for you about a game? You need to go find you another hire.
Why is you even that mad about the game?
Go get a job. It sounds like you ain't got nothing important to do.
What's the girl name that wrote in? I mean, we just trying to give you some real advice. We ain't trying to come too bad for you, but you need to use your mind. Okay? Use your mind.
You know, motherly intuition. Sometimes people ain't got it, but you need to dig down deep.
Basically, tighten up.
With a cast iron skillet mark across his. I'm not gonna lie.
For real. Hey, Desiree, reach out to us. Reach out to us, and you know what I'm saying? Reach out, man. You need help. You need help.
Tell them, reach out. Just go ahead and give us a ring.
You need help.
You need help, right?
You need resources, or, like, you know, she probably don't have nowhere else to go or something like that. That's why a lot of women stay. Please reach out. I know plenty of resources. So that I don't never want women to feel like they have to stay somewhere and accept anything because of the sake of not having nothing else to do or nowhere else to go.
Yeah, that's
which is my next statement. That's why y'all wanna know why? Like, this is me being 100% honest. That's why I'm scared to like let come in and take over or lead in that aspect. Because I don't never want a man to put me in a predicament where I've given him free reign every aspect of my life and then it don't work and I'm ass out and I gotta rebuild. I don't wanna have to do that. But like, we have a good dude though. But that's the thing, they all appear, you know, men give the representative, like we've talked about this before. Men will give the representative and they will give it for so long. They will do it like 4 years, 5 years. After 5 years, you would think about somebody or you could know somebody's character, and then something happened and a real person come out. The representative is no longer there. But you're super invested at that point. So there goes the drama.
But
so
I don't like, think
you don't really know people until certain things
I don't
come
think
out.
That's majority of situations. I think dudes out here putting on a facade to smash and then leaving shorties alone. It is leading shorties on, but that's not most. I don't think that's the majority of dudes.
It is.
Yeah. A lot of cats, some cats put on an act, you know what I'm saying?
They do.
To get the smash or whatever, but, like I said, they do put on an act and smash, but some of them, all of them ain't coming to for the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Some of them come in to be in a relationship, but you got a lot of them out there, they what they're doing, they just want to smash, so they're going to tell you whatever you want to hear.
Telling you. Every time.
I feel like it'd be men that be wanting to put themselves in that predicament, but it just be a power struggle. You got to show, a lot of men don't want to have to prove that they can lead. They just want women to just trust them to lead blindly, but it's like, you have to prove to me that you can lead. So if you don't have a job right now, or you don't have a car or a house right now, what makes you think you finna come in my crib and lead some shit? I'm sorry. I need to see you showcase that before we come into things together. There has to be proof.
What about the fact, like, what if he's a good, like, leader type shit? I get what you're talking about, the work, and that shit is important, but the motherfucker gonna have to do more than that.
Yeah, but you gotta show leadership qualities. What are you leading? Like, if you have your own kids, are you a good father? Are you a good leader as far as they're concerned? Because everybody fall on hard times, so you may not be able to show me you can lead in certain ways. Or,
okay.
Like, for example, we in this transition as adults, like us that's in our 20s, and you may, like, be staying at home because you're saving to buy for a house, so you may not be able to show me that you can lead financially right now because you're not paying no bills at your parents' house. You're just kind of stacking your bread. But you're building towards something which also shows me leadership, shows me discipline. But a lot of these niggas don't want to have to prove anything. They just want you to take their word for it. And that'd be scary to me. Like, you gonna show me something? I just gotta believe in it. No, this ain't the, like, this. You're not Jesus. I have to actually see you do.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's all I'm saying. And I
mean,
don't
nobody, people don't respect people who haven't accomplished nothing. I mean, if you're being straightforward about it, people don't respect people who haven't.
I don't think I don't even think she's talking about an accomplishment or even like that aspect. It's just as a female, and if correct me if I'm wrong, Kenyatta, like, I feel like what you was saying, like, as a female, what she means by show me something, show me what you could do is like, I don't want to, like, show me you want to make my plate a little lighter without me having to ask. Because I think for a lot of women like ourselves who do a lot of stuff on our own, sometimes asking is, like, put you in a situation that make you feel awkward because, yeah, like, you might need something you might want to ask, but when that person say no or they got an excuse or they don't got it, now it's like, I'm never asking you for shit ever again. And it's like, then you start to analyze, like, well, if you see me struggling with whatever the situation, and I'm not just talking about, like, oh, I'm fucking somebody, I think they should be paying my bills, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, somebody that you might be locked in with on your way, locked into, or y'all are building something, and they see that you're struggling with something, and if they can't help, they don't have the compassion or the empathy enough to be like, okay, let me see what I can help her with this situation without waiting on them to ask, and then say, well, you didn't ask, so I didn't know. That's what we mean by show us something. Like, give me a little something to know that you got my back and not that I have to beg for it or ask for it or be, you just, you know, wondering, because you might not have it. And that's why I'm not going to ask, because if you ain't got it and you say you ain't got it, then it's going to be a whole nother thing and I'm mad, you know, like, I'm not going to ask again because, you know, whatever, whatever. But if you see I'm going through something.
Yeah, it ain't even all the way, it ain't even all monetary either. It be the what do you want to say? The thought behind stuff too. So like, example, Kiva just moved. If she was dealing with a nigga, oh, excuse me, let me not say a nigga. Let me, because we're supposed to be using clean words. If she was messing with a guy and he knew that she was moving, well, do you need any help? Can I help you pack? Or do you need help on moving day?
And how's the moving going? Is everything coming along all right? You know what I'm saying? The little things to let me know, like, damn, I'm on your mind. You thought of, you worried about what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? That's a step for some things. Now, do I not think that we live in a culture where, like, it's like a lot of stuff is transactional? Yes, I think we live in a transactional culture, and it makes stuff weird, and it may even men not want to do stuff for women, because they sometimes, men don't like a feeling of a transaction. Men are all about ego. If you can't stroke their ego and make them feel like it's not a transaction, they don't want to feel transactional. You know what I'm saying? So that's all, that's just what it comes, you know, what it comes down to, if that's the game you're playing. But if you're really locked in with somebody, I'm not even really talking about monetary, like, yeah, monetary, but, like, emotional support. Like, I'm an emotional roller coaster sometimes. Like, sometimes I could be having a good day, a bad day, my attitude's up and down, but care enough to maybe, like, you know,
how was your bad day? Is there anything I could do to make your day easier? Is there any? It don't even have to be nothing. Come give me a hug. It's because you care that much. That would show me your character. That would allow me to, like, let you come in and shake some shit up in my life. Because you're showing initiative. You're showing that you actually care.
Can I ask a question? I've been listening to y'all, and I've been processing all the stuff that y'all saying. I think that it is a lot of dudes who do those things that we're talking about.
They get picked last. But
what?
And sometimes they get picked. I said, and sometimes on the other side of things, if the guy that come and does all those things early on, they get picked last by women because
that's
scary. I'm just saying that
a dude who wants to do those things for a shorty, bro, the shorty gotta be worth it, bro. And a lot of the time in a lot of dudes' minds, bro, it don't be worth it.
So why do y'all waste time with women that aren't worth it?
Well, I mean,
women mess with dudes. What's the point?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. But like I said in the beginning of all of this, people crave wanting, like, connections. That's what people want. People want to be together at the end of the day. But everybody's got, like, okay, what's this? Is this worth it? Is this worth it? Sometimes the shit don't be worth it. And just like y'all, I'm just speaking from a different perspective. Sometimes all the hot girl shit and the half naked shit and the Instagram half naked shit, it just, like, some of the shit to a lot of us dudes be like, this shit really not worth it. Like, why would I sign up for some shit like this?
But okay,
that's not what you want. Then people should feel comfortable enough moving around instead of just wasting time.
No, you're right.
Like, oh, you just want to work through it. It's like, no, if people flat out the qualities of a person you want to be with, move around, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You're right. 100%.
You can tell me off rip, and that don't mean I can't give you an opportunity to fix that shit. If I see that that's all you've been broadcasting, like, if you look on a girl's social media, and if you go as far back as 2018, and all you see is hot girl shit, abort the mission. You're not finna change her. Like, you might as well just abort the mission. Go find you somebody that has a history of already being the person that you want to be. So that way you don't have to worry about that person.
The person that you want to be, because if we also look at it, the same characteristics of things that we stand that, you know, that's not worth it are the same, you know, women that's getting wifed up, you know, my Instagram
for the image. Y'all don't want the bad.
I'm just saying, in a sense, the whole, and I'm not, I agree with exactly what you're saying. I'm just kind of bringing something to the table. Like, the whole hot girl thing became a thing because that's what the men were entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's the narrative that they also were feeding. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, it might be a different kind of man, you know, and it might not be all men, but trust and believe whatever sells is whatever the people are buying and craving for. So to me, that whole, the whole, you know, narrative of these raunchy women, somebody likes it other than us females. Us females, we not going to buy music, or we not going to streaming music like males are. You know what I'm saying? The things that's given the, I don't know how to really put it into words, but the what's being bought is, and what is being put out there is sometimes the same thing that men say that, you know, say that they don't want. The same type of way that men don't want their female to dress, they crave the women that dress like that, but they're not craving the one they got at home. That messes kind of with the mind sometimes, you know, when you're trying to, you know, either it's in you or it's not, you know what they say, it ain't on you, it's in you, but sometimes it changes the female mind to like, oh yeah, I was like this type of female before, but that didn't get me nowhere. Let me have my hot girl summer because that's what the guys are attracted to right now.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a constant cycle of like, all right, I tried it this way, it didn't work, so let me go be what's appealing.
Like my favorite
for women that's confused.
But like, I mean, really, this whole game that women got going on, this whole way that women moving, like in a masculine energy, like once you get fucked over so many times, it almost teaches you how to do the same thing. So like, men really taught women the game. That's why these women, you know, moving in such like masculine manners, or they, you know, like, I don't give a, you know, fuck about this, because they've been fucked over a few times, and the only way now to protect, you know, that protect the new version of yourself is to act like you don't care. I don't agree with it, and I've been there too, where I've been in like a I don't care space, or like, you know, fuck these niggas, I'm gonna do what I want. But I also didn't want to be in a relationship at that time. I wanted to be free. But you know, once you do better, once you want better, you're gonna move better. So I think it's just all about the space that people in life
that stage. But then, and then we learn, like, okay, like, you can't let the past dictate your future. You can't change who you are because somebody didn't appreciate who you were. And I think I tell women that, I tell a lot of my friends that too, like, don't turn into the next so much, or that did you so bogus. Because, yo, like, karma always gonna come back. And I've been there, done that. Jordan, no. I learned from...
Yeah, you funny.
And that shit did not do me no good. I actually got... What you say, Jordan?
I said
funny. Like, I learned from the best. Like, I had got game ran on me for years. So then when I finally got in that situation, I was running game like EA Sports. Could be no relationship. And then it's like, once I finally did, I kept self-sabotaging it because I kept feeling like, okay, this is not.
Let me back out before they back out.
I want to do, because this person is giving me the representative right now. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? When people really was coming genuine, and I just didn't appreciate it at the time. So I'm just grown enough to recognize it now. So now, like, something bogus to me, I don't take it to heart. I just know they're a messed up person, but they ain't got nothing to do with me. So it's not going to turn me into a monster because that's how you was acting. That's not fair. So I've been
wanting
everybody to take accountability, like, or just don't let nobody change you. If this is the type of person or significant other that you want to be, just because that person didn't appreciate it, don't take it to heart. Don't sit there, cry, scream, holler. Same thing men do too. Men be disappointed when they feel like they putting their best foot forward and the woman didn't appreciate it. So forget it. Move on. Give it to the next person that actually deserves it. But don't let nobody make you switch up who you genuinely are.
All right, well, I hear what y'all saying. We've been on for a minute. We might well wrap it up.
Let's let the listeners tell us how they feel. Write in and tell us what y'all think about what we had what we talked about so far.
Yes, send us letters about what y'all think. We want to hear y'all opinions so we can read them on the show.
All right. Well, you know, shit, but it's been another mother. episode of the D Stark Show, baby.
And we out.
And another one.